and in. Barely rippled the net. Jamie Kissinger, 3 for 3, has the first 7 points of the ball game. 4 minutes, and they steal it away underneath the hoop, and Kissinger lays it up and in. Well, it started well for Gibbon, and then Jamie Kissinger took over.
Today, it's live coverage of the girls' state tournaments in Lincoln featuring the Minden Lady Whippets. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
A long three is on the way, and no good by Van Meter. The rebound will be brought down by Bauer. Bauer trying to go coast to coast, does, lays it up and in. 7 points for Hallie Bauer.
Minden is making their 7th trip to state and the 3rd in the last 4 years with a 20-2 record. The Whippets are hoping this year they'll make their first state final. It's Minden Whippets state tournament action coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lincoln with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Lincoln Southwest High School in the capital city. It's time for Classic Hit 98.9's continuing coverage of the 2011 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament featuring the Amherst Lady Broncos in just their second ever trip to the state tournament. And today they will take on the top seed Blue Jays of West Point Central Catholic, a team that is very familiar with success here at the state tournament. Doug Duden, our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, along with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We're glad to have you along for state tournament basketball action here on Classic Hits, brought to you by our friend Seth Johnson, your channel seed dealer at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Well, coming up, a big task for Amherst in their first trip to state since 1998 and second trip overall. They're looking for their first state tournament win as they were beaten by Callaway the first time they came to state. Tonight they take on a 22-3 West Point Central Catholic team who has lost to Lutheran High Northeast, who was the number one team in the state in C2. They've also lost to Hardington Cedar Catholic, who's in the C2 semifinals, and to Boone Central, which of course is Albion. For Amherst, couple of losses early in the season that might not look as good now as they would have. Loomis and Kennesaw, they lost to in the first month, lost to Kearney Catholic by only 4, a C1 top 10 team in the Holiday Tournament Championship game. They were also clipped by SEM by 1 and by Ansley in overtime, who was beaten in the D2 field earlier today. We'll take a look at some of the results from earlier in the day, but let's take a look at the starting lineups, and we'll do it after this timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop. It's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Dr. Michael Sadoff and Dr. Andrew Sadoff of Tri-Valley Veterinary Clinic in Miller believes all of our animals, large and small, deserve the best treatment. From vaccinations, bull semen testing, ultrasound, and reproductive work to calving and calving supplies, we can take care of it all. Best of luck, Amherst.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
as a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe in the surrounding area.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. It's time for a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is just simply better. First off, for the West Point Central Catholic Blue Jays, number 15 is a 5'8" sophomore guard, Emily Kenobi. Number 23 is a 5'7" junior guard, Haley Stoiter. Number 41, 5'11" sophomore forward, Abby Ortmeyer. Number 45, a 5'10" senior forward, Lindsay Boyum. And number 51, a 5'10" senior forward, Beth Strotman. The head coach of the Blue Jays is Jerry Strachey, assisted by Kevin Krackmeyer and Sandy Nelson. They are 22-3 on the season, ranked number 2 in the state in D1. They defeated Humphrey and Howells in the sub-districts and Pender in the district finals. And what a run that is for this basketball team, because both Pender and Howells made it into state as the wild cards, and Howells has already beat Exeter Milligan, and Pender plays next against Newman Grove. So what a run they've had. They have won 4 state championships. They won them in a row, 02, 03, 04, and 05, and they were the runner-up in 06. They average 59 points on offense, give up 43 on defense, their 15th trip to state out of the Mid-State Conference. They are led in scoring by Beth Strotman, 15 points a ball game, 10.5 points for Emily Kenobi. Their leading rebounder is Lindsay Boyum at 7 a ball game. For Amherst, number 3 is a 6-foot junior forward, Shelby Heaven. Number 23, 5'10" sophomore, Jessica Fernandez. Number 32, a 5'4" senior, Mariah Tobenheim. Number 35, a 5'8" sophomore, Katie Klingelhofer. And number 42, a 5'6" senior, Kylie Haynes. The head coach of the Amherst Broncos is Nikki Eckhout, assisted by Jamie Klingelhofer and Kaylee Randall. Amherst is 19-5 on the season, defeating Overton and Elm Creek in the sub-districts and Kennesaw in the district final, making their second ever trip to state. The only other time was back in 1998, of course, out of the Fort Kearney Conference, and they are ranked 8th in the state of Nebraska, and they are led by Shelby Hemmen at nearly 18 points and over 11 rebounds per ball game. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. And we'll be back after this timeout.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe in the surrounding area.
Dr. Michael Sadoff and Dr. Andrew Sadoff from Tri-Valley Veterinary Clinic in Miller believes all of our animals, large and small, deserve the best treatment. From vaccinations, bull semen testing, ultrasound, and reproductive work to calving and calving supplies, we can take care of it all. Best of luck, Amherst.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Our producer engineer, Grant Sparks. I'm Doug Duda. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck in tonight's game. From Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. And there is no doubt Amherst has got to survive not only the first quarter, but the first couple, 3 minutes of this basketball game. You know the nerves are going to be there. Nikki Eckhout telling me before the game that they seem loose in the locker room. She says we're going to try and treat this like a summer camp game and be as loose as possible. But you've got a powerhouse in West Point Central Catholic and a rookie in Amherst. Shelby Hibben will jump center against Boyum. against Ortmeyer, and we are ready to get things underway. The traveling blue and white trim for West Point CC, the home white and red trim for Amherst. And although Hemond won the tip, it went into the hands of West Point Central Catholic. And we are underway with a three-pointer to start the game. It's going to be off the heel, no good. The rebound brought down by Jessica Fernandez. They are the home team off the miss by Strotman. Trouble in the backcourt. Central Catholic is going to press you. That means they've got to handle that press. And a travel to the backcourt or a double dribble on Amherst. Well, we've talked off the air today with a variety of people. Amherst, it's Shelby Hemond. You've got to be able to get to the ball, but you've got to get it across the timeline. I would not be surprised to see Hemond start bringing the ball up the floor in that role. As a give and go to Strotman down low, and she'll lay it up and in. And the first points of the ball game belong to West Point CC. And this time the press is broke into Hemond against the double team. She runs over a gal, no call. The shot's no good. The rebound brought down by Ortmeyer. She just lowered her shoulder and ran Strotman over. No call. And now Strotman, top of the key, going to lob it inside. It's caught, but too deep by Boyum. She'll kick it out for a long-range jumper, and it's up and in. The 18-footer by Kenobi. And it's 4-0. West Point CC out of the gates here quickly. With Amherst, only one shot so far into Hemond. They double-team her out of the right wing. They get it to Haynes. And finally, a offensive set here as Hemond has it at the top of the circle. Against that box and one, she drives. She shoots. She scores, and she's fouled. Shelby Hemond gets Amherst on the board here in the state tournament. And will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. The first foul of the game is going to go on Beth Strotman. And the free throw now coming up for Hemond. Just underway, 4-2 West Point Central Catholic. 6:49 to go here in the first quarter of play. Hemond's free throw is on the way, and it hit the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Ortmeyer, and Amherst going to have to play a near-perfect game tonight. That includes making free throws, and they haven't necessarily shot them that well this year as they lob it down low for another layup. Lindsey Boyum on the assist from Strotman. So it's 6-2 in favor of West Point CC. Up the floor with it is Klingelhofer. Katie's bounce pass is kicked out of bounds by Ortmeyer. And the Broncos will throw it in on the far side. The Amherst fans on our side of the gymnasium here at Lincoln Southwest. You're listening to the state tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, and Caro. The Centura-Sandy Creek game currently airing on the Breeze 94.5 as Hemond works her way through four defenders, but the shot won't go as she attacks the hoop, and the rebound brought down by Strotman. Up the floor with it will be Melanie Strotman. No, that is Stoiter, excuse me. They'll lob it inside again. That pick and roll is working, and this time it's an Amherst foul. They're simply setting the back screen at the high post and lobbing over the defender here for Amherst. They're trying to get Hemond to come out to open up the paint, and the foul's on Mariah Tobenheim, the first foul of the game on Amherst. So free throws coming up here for Lindsey Boyum. First free throws of the game for West Point CC, up and in. 7-2, and our first substitution for Amherst, Kiana Leach comes in. And it will be a second free throw now coming up for Boyum. On the way, and in and out, no good. Rebound, Hemond will take it away from her teammate, Jessica Fernandez. Shelby with her first rebound, and she'll bring it up the floor. She's hounded, picks her dribble up, and then throws it into the backcourt. It'll be an Amherst turnover. Second turnover for Amherst. When you're 1 foot across midcourt, never throw the ball backwards. That's the lesson to be learned there. It doesn't matter if you get it to a teammate or not. It's going to be over and back. So the second turnover for Amherst and West Point CC, 2 minutes in, up to that five-point lead. As we mentioned in the pregame, you got to survive. And down low, another short jumper that is no good by Strotman. Ball is bounced out to Kenobi. They got another chance. Stoiter with it on the right side of the key. Strotman lobs it into Boyum. Boyum, short jumper up and in, and that's just killing Amherst. Lindsey Boyum with 5 points, and right now Jess Fernandez, who was covering her that time, can't cover her, and Amherst throws it away, and it is 9-2. Third time or turnover for Amherst, and back in will be Katie Klingelhofer. I'm pretty sure you can see some of the nerves out there for some of the youngsters for Amherst, and so unfortunately, what Amherst needs to survive early on, they are not. And they are down 9-2 with 5.5 to go here in the first quarter of play. Inbounds pass comes to Stoiter. Haley across the timeline, right side to Ortmeyer. Top of the circle, they'll go to Boyum, lobs it underneath. Every play is the same. Strotman lays it up and in. Every play is a back cut. Every shot is a layup. And up the floor with it is Katie Klingelhofer. Over to Fernandez, trouble handling the ball. Got it back to Hammond at the high post. She's going to take it at the hoop, but missed the layup. There's just too much traffic right now for Shelby as they pack it in, and Boyum has the rebound. Blue Jays up the floor. Kenobi with it. Stops on the left side of the key. The ball knocked away. Fernandez comes away with the steal, and then a foul on West Point trying to get it back. Foul looks like it'll be on Kenobi. And for Emily, that will be her first personal foul, second team foul, 4:58 to go first quarter. It's already 11-2, West Point Central Catholic. And the Broncos to throw it in from the sideline, Fernandez. Into the ball game for West Point CC, Melanie Strotman does check in. Broncos looking for a bucket. They can shoot some threes, haven't had a look yet. Into Fernandez, in the paint, takes the jumper off the glass and scores. Jessica Fernandez gets in the book for Amherst. That snaps a 7-0 run by West Point CC. Bringing the ball up the floor, Stoiter. Giving her problems is going to be Klingelhofer. She does get it into the front court. Working around the perimeter, looking for Strotman. Hemming on her and a man-to-man for Amherst. Over on the left wing into the corner, Kenobi. Kenobi picks her dribble up top. Strotman lobs it inside. Boyum again. Short jumper in. 7 points for Lindsey Boyum. And it's 13-4. Amherst trails by 9. Outlook pass to Leach. Leach hits the trail. Fernandez nearly an over and back, and she dropped the ball anyway. Steal, 2-on-1. West Point CC goes in for the layup. Kenobi missed it, partially blocked. Foul on West Point CC, it looks like, over the back, or will they call it on Amherst? Let's wait and see. Apparently, it's on Amherst. They're going to call it on Fernandez. Her first of the team, second. Back into the ball game, Mariah Tobenheim. And for West Point CC, Brady Reef and Abby Ortmeier. And a timeout will be taken by Amherst. With 4:07 to go in the first quarter of play, it is West Point Central Catholic 13 and Amherst 4. We'll be right back.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Again, plenty of basketball from the state tournament tonight, including Centura and Sandy Creek, currently airing on the Breeze 94.5, KKPR.com, St. Cecilia, also in action tonight against Ashland Greenwood. That's on 1230 AM KHAS or KKPR.com. Right now, West Point Central Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. To lob it in will be Brady Reef. Brady gets it to the left wing. Back out into the corner, they'll go to Haley Stoiter. Up top to Ortmeier. Right side three-pointer on the way and in by Melanie Strotman. That's the one thing that Amherst doesn't want to see. You can't let him score inside and outside, and Amherst down by a dozen here early on. Free throw line jumper Fernandez hits the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Bethany Strotman, out ahead to Melanie. Melanie trying to beat everybody back, and she's going to be fouled hard by Shelby Hemming. First foul of the game on Hemming, and Strotman will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws here after hitting a three-pointer earlier in the contest. So Hemming with her first foul. And at the line will be Melanie Strotman. First free throw on the way and in. And West Point CC not missing much right now. A lot of easy shots. They've made some free throws, and coming in for Amherst is Mackenzie Bergstrom. Hemming, Bergstrom, along with Tobenheim, Katie Klingelhofer, and Haynes. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Hemming. Her second, Shelby, outlet pass. She's got Tobenheim. Drives in over Strotman, the eight-footer, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Ortmeier. And off to the races she goes. Bounce pass knocked away out of bounds by Tobenheim as Mo Tobenheim hustling down the floor. Tipped it away. Great crowd on hand for a D1 girls game. I mean, you have to figure Amherst, after the wrestling fever, is ready to watch a little basketball, and they are very well represented here. And West Point CC, they've made it a habit, a tradition of coming to state. And it will be West Point CC basketball. Inbounds pass. Quick three is on the way. It's no good by Kenobi. Offensive rebound put back up by Ortmeier. No good, but she is fouled. And we'll go to the line and shoot two. some of those state champion Amherst wrestlers wearing the 1975 singlets over there like they did at the districts. The foul was on Kylie Haynes, her first, and the free throw is on the way and short by Abby Ortmeier. Crystal will come into the ball game. Crystal Fernandez. So Coach Nikki Eckhout trying to get a group in there that can mesh together a little bit. Second free throw coming up for Abby Ortmeier. On the way, and it is in. It is 18-4, West Point Central Catholic in the first quarter, and they nearly steal the inbounds pass. So not totally unexpected in a 1-versus-8 game. Amherst sure didn't get out to the start they had hoped. And the Blue Jays saw something on tape, and they have exploited it here. Full court pressure now on. Katie Klingelhofer to Hemman. Hemman's going to get by one, by two, by three. Top of the key, going to take it all the way in. The runner, no good. Got her own rebound, fouled on the putback. Hemman's got some looks, but she's only been able to cash in one of them. And now she'll go to the line. Missed a free throw earlier, has one of the two Amherst buckets. Foul is going to be called on Melanie Strotman, her first, team's third. Free throw up and in by Shelby Hemman. And back into the ball game now for West Point Central Catholic will be Haley Stoiter and Beth Strotman. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at kkpr.com from the Girls State Tournament. The second free throw rattles around and pops out. And Abby Ortmeier has her fifth rebound here in the first 5 minutes of the game. She'll have it left side of the key. Trying to back in on the post. Trotman's now going to drive in. Scoop shot, missed everything. Rebound is a tie-up. The rebound went to Lindsay Boyum, and then she was tied up, and the arrow points the way of Amherst. I think that was Crystal Fernandez that might have got a hand on that. Nonetheless, it will be Amherst basketball, and up the floor comes Katie Klingelhofer. Guarded there by Stoiter. Brings it across the timeline right side, and her bounce pass is stolen away by Abby Ortmeier. Ortmeier up the floor all the way to the hoop, lays it up and around and in. 20-5, West Point CC. Amherst into the front court, Hemman. Shelby brings it to the right side of the key. They give her room on the zone, takes it in and scores. Shelby Hemman with 5 points now, and it's 20-7. Still 2:25 to go here in the first quarter. That just shows you the offensive dominance right now of West Point CC. Again, the lob into Boyum. That time it's knocked out of her hands. Ball's loose. Diving on the floor. West Point CC saves it. And they'll get it set offensively on the left wing. Get it to Stoiter. Back up top to Ortmeier. To Kenobi. Free throw line. Strotman just tried to lob it in there, and Hemman took it away. Shelby up the floor, two on two. She's not going to stop. Takes it all the way to the rack and scores. And that's what the Amherst fans came to see. Back-to-back buckets here by Hemman. Still 20-9 West Point CC. And Amherst got to get back defensively. Strotman's going to take it in. They're going to call a foul. And right now, it's just put your head down and go and let the official blow the whistle, because that's exactly what they're doing. Strotman was out of control that time, but got the call on Crystal Fernandez, her first. And Beth Strotman will go to the line and shoot two. And a big start for Sandy Creek, 11-0 over Centura in the first quarter of that game on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. First free throw was no good. Second free throw by Strotman, and it bounces around and in for Beth. She's got 5 points. 21-9, West Point CC. Ball almost thrown away right underneath their own basket, but here comes Hemming again. Two people on her, three people on her. She tries to make a pass of the steal by Abby Ortmeier. Great defense by the Blue Jays. Up ahead, one-on-one. The runner is going to go. Everything is going in for West Point CC. And that's because most of them are close in as Klingelhofer brings it up and was going too fast and walked with the basketball. Seventh turnover for the Broncos. And Sienna Leach comes in for Amherst, and Brady Reeve comes in for the Blue Jays. 23-9, Blue Jays, a minute 20 to go here in the first quarter of play from the Girls State Tournament in D1. The winner comes back to play the 8:45 game tomorrow against either Pender or Newman Grove. Could be a district final rematch if West Point CC and Pender win. Blue Jays with the basketball. Low block, kick it back out to Stoiter. Top of the circle to Strotman. Lob it down low, get it into Strotman. Little lean around. Oh, up and in. Beautiful play by Beth Strotman. Going one-on-one that time against Hammond. Strotman, who averages 15 points a game, makes a great play, and Amherst throws it away again. Back into the game, Mariah Tavenheim, and now Annie Niewerner will check in for West Point CC. Coach Strachey's played just about everybody here in the first quarter. A 16-point Blue Jay lead. They jumped out 11-2 and have not looked back. Up the floor with it is Stoiter. We still have 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. And the Blue Jays shooting an outstanding percentage. Reef with it. Up top to Niewerner. Lobs it inside. Another layup for Lindsey Boyum. Up the floor come the Blue Jays defensively and the Broncos offensively. Free throw line, Hemmen. Left wing, Haynes going to get that three away. In and out. Boy, went all the way down and came back out. The rebound's going to be brought down by Lindsey Boyum. Another one and done. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. On the low block, Niewerner. Turnaround jumper partially blocked by Hemmen. The ball saved. Out for a three for the Blue Jays, and of course it goes in. Melody Strotman hits it, and what a first quarter here at the state tournament as Hemmen's shot from half court at the end of the quarter is no good. 30 points in the first quarter for West Point Central Catholic. The Blue Jays 30 and Amherst 9. We'll be back with second quarter action in 1 minute on Classic Hits.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Well, it's 30-9. West Point Central Catholic leads Amherst after one, and they get the ball. Lawrence Nelson, after one quarter, is tied with Brady 4-4. So you pick your poison tonight as the second quarter gets underway, and we'll give you some numbers in a moment. But West Point Central Catholic had to shoot nearly 75% there in the first quarter. And they are led by Lindsey Boyum with 9. Beth Strotman with 7. Melanie Strotman with 7. She hit a couple of threes. And again into Boyum, and a 3-second count going to be called here. Turnovers in the first quarter, Amherst 8, West Point 2. Rebounds, Central Catholic 11, Amherst 4. Three-point shooting, West Point CC 2 of 4, Amherst 0 of 1. Free throws, 1 of 3 for the Broncos, all from Hemmen, 4 of 8 for the Blue Jays. Hemmen has 7 of the 9 points here for Amherst, so she's going to need some help. High post with it is going to be Crystal Fernandez out of the wing for the three. It's off the mark by Tavenheim. Offensive rebound, put back up once, no good. Twice it's good. The second time by Crystal Fernandez. The first time was by Jessica, and it's 30-11. Into the front court, Strotman lobs it to Boyer, puts it up. The shot's going to be blocked in there by Mariah Tavenheim, and up the floor they'll come. But you got to wonder why Amherst is sticking with this man-to-man as the jumper from the right wing comes up short. Tavenheim got her own rebound underneath the Fernandez, put it up, and she's fouled. So Crystal Fernandez is going to go to the line. And right now, Amherst is playing with Shelby Hemmen on the bench to try and give her a little extra rest a minute into this second quarter of play. The foul was on Abby Ortmeier, her first. And at the line, Crystal Fernandez to shoot two. And the first one is no good. Back into the ballgame will be Hemmen for Amherst and Melody Strotman for West Point Central Catholic. Norris leading Elkhorn 10-6 in the first quarter. Second free throw now by Fernandez. On the way, and it's bouncing around, no good. Beth Strotman with her third rebound. And up the floor come the Blue Jays. Central Catholic Kenobi gets it back out to her. A little two-person game. Got it into Boyum. Boyum turned around, and they're going to call her. Oh, no, they're going to call a blocking foul on the Broncos. I thought we were going to get a travel there. But a blocking foul called on Kylie Haynes is her second. Sixth team foul on Amherst. Four so far on West Point Central Catholic, who take it out underneath their own hoop, force it into Boyum, who tries to get it back to Melanie Strotman. Up top they go, back to Boyum in the paint. Good ball movement out to Strotman for the three, and it is in. She is 3 of 3 from downtown, 33-11. Up the floor quickly comes Taubenheim. Taubenheim lost the handle, and off to the races we go. Numbers not there this time for the Blue Jays, so they'll kick it to the trailer, Strotman. And it's going to be Beth to Melanie, over on the left wing to Stoiter. Stoiter back inside, getting inside is Strotman. Short jumper that time, finally doesn't go in. I don't remember the last time that they missed one, but they did there. And at the other end, we've got a reach-in foul called to the Blue Jays, trying to knock it away from Katie Klingelhofer. The foul will be on Haley Stoiter. Her first and the team's fifth. Back in, Abby Ortmeier for West Point CC. And let's see who has checked in here for the Broncos. It's Jessica Fernandez. So both Fernandez, along with Klingelhofer, Taubenheim, and Hemmen. And Jessica Fernandez is left alone, so she drives, shoots the 10-footer, no good, trying to get her own rebound, but it's picked up by Abby Ortmeier with a game-high 6. 5:50 to go, first half, 33-11. West Point Central Catholic is going bonkers offensively. Stroutman out to Melanie for three more. Finally missed one short. Rebound brought down by Mariah Taubenheim. Taubenheim will give it off to Klingelhofer. Back to Taubenheim. At the end of one, Sandy Creek 15-2 over Centura at the end of one. Here's Klingelhofer. Bounce pass underneath to Fernandez. Puts the short jumper up and in. Crystal has both buckets here in quarter number two for Amherst. And it's 33-13. West Point CC up the floor. Kenobi to the top of the circle. Ortmeier inside Strotman. One hand wrap around Hemmen up and in. A lot of one-on-one moves in this basketball game by Boyum and Strotman. And at the other end, Taubenheim loses the handle again, trying to get it into the paint. Outlet pass one-on-two. West Point Central Catholic will slow it down with Stoiter to Strotman. Gets it underneath. Shot no good. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Amherst. And back into the ball game, Kiana Leach. Here comes Colby Klingelhofer in for the first time. For West Point Central Catholic, Jordan Hagedorn and Brady Reef will come in. A 22-point lead for the Blue Jays. Taking the Broncos out of the game right off the get-go. Three Strotman, air ball that time. Backside rebound is brought down by Colby Klingelhofer, and she is fouled. The Blue Jays got there late, thought they could get away with punching it out of there, but grabbed the arm. And the foul is on Reef, her first. And the team fouls are now even at 6 apiece. Up the floor with it comes Kiana Leach, and the ball is tied up, and the arrow points the way of Amherst. Amherst having plenty of problems out there when they don't have it in Hemmen's hands. 35-13. Blue Jays on pace to set a lot of scoring records the way they're shooting, but they've slowed down a little bit here in this quarter. They put up 30 points in the first quarter. Hemmen is double-teamed. She is mugged, and there is no call. And it ends up in a jump ball to West Point Central Catholic. Hold on, I'm looking up the definition of foul. So one that didn't go the way of Amherst. Hemmen forced her way through a double team, which is fine, but then one of the Blue Jay girls just ripped her arm out, and the ball went free. At the other end, trying to knock it away, Fernandez, and a foul going to be called on Amherst. This one will go on Kiana Leach, her first. And at the line will be Beth Strotman. She's 1 of 2. And she has 9 points in the game and make it 10. 36-13. And into the ball game, Kylie Haynes and Mackenzie Bergstrom for Amherst. West Point CC dominating C2 for so many years, and you can see why. They're a C2 school playing here in D1 as Strotman hits the second free throw. 37-13, Hemming into the front court, dribble top of the key, gets it over on the left wing, Haynes, 12-footer, no good. Backside rebound, run down by Leach. A rare offensive rebound down to Bergstrom on the low block right side, double-teamed. She tries the outlet pass, it's going to be punched out of bounds. Back in, Lindsey Boyum for Coach Jerry Strachey's Blue Jays, who are cruising here in the first half. In the second quarter, I'll give you a score here in just a second. Lawrence Nelson was low scoring last year at State. It's even worse tonight as the jumper by Fernandez, no good. Rebound, she's trying to get her own board and does. Fernandez with some good hustle, gives it over to Haynes. And then they say she's too close to the sideline and stepped out. Well, in D2, 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Lawrence Nelson, 7, Brady, 4. Midway, past midway in the second quarter in D2. Here's Hagedorn with it. Get it down low. Inside for Ortmeier. She missed the shot. Rebound brought down by Mackenzie Bergstrom. And the Blue Jays hustle back on defense. So here comes Amherst trailing the play. Get it to Fernandez. Up top, Leach gets it inside Hemming. Hemming will be fouled as she goes to the hoop. Shelby, who had 7 points in the first quarter, is looking for her first point here in the second quarter, and she'll go to the line. She is 1 of 3. Ortmeier gets her second foul. Team fouls are even at 7 apiece. Hemming 1 of 3 at the line. 7 points, 3 rebounds, 1 block so far. Free throw is up. No good. And a whole host of folks coming back in. Taubenheim and Katie Klingelhofer for Amherst. Hemming stays in. So does Bergstrom. And so does Haynes. And it looks like maybe the original starting five are out there for West Point CC now. Second free throw, Hemming up and in. That's her 8th point. And it's 37-14. Amherst going to try and put some full court pressure on. Dribbling up the right side, Stoiter. Outlet pass to Melanie Strotman. Back up between the circles to Boyum. Left wing, Stoiter. Melanie Strotman up top has already hit 3 threes. Drives the right side of the key. Back up to Beth Strotman. Lobs it into Boyum. The bread and butter play is there again. 11 points for Lindsey Boyum. She's made a free throw and 5 layups essentially in this ball game. Don't forget, coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report as Bergstrom gets into the paint. Turns and throws it out of bounds. There was nobody there. Well, Amherst is definitely feeling the pressure here in the second quarter. There's no doubt about it. They're just doing things that they didn't do most of this season. And they're doing that because of the name on the front of the jersey here of their opponent. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll give you all the stats, score updates. Boyum inside. You got to get out of that zone or that man-to-man. West Point CC just keeps running the same play over and over and over, but they miss it this time. And the foul over the back on Lindsey Boyum will be her first. And Bergstrom, who got the rebound, will go to the line to shoot the 1-1. Guess you can say one thing. The Blue Jays have been held to just 9 points here in this quarter. But Amherst has only 5 at the moment. Bergstrom with the free throw on the way and in. Mackenzie with her first point of the state tournament. And the second free throw coming up for Bergstrom. And it is on the way and in. So Bergstrom hits them both. 39-16, Blue Jays with the lead. The number one seed and the number two, and at one time just before the postseason, number one team in the state, the number one team in the state, number two in the seeds, is Chambers Wheeler Central, who is unbeaten and won earlier today over Sutherland, 40-24. Kenobi into the right-hand corner. Gets it to Stoiter, lobs it inside. A jump is going to be called. Crystal Fernandez forces the jump, and it'll be Amherst basketball. Crystal has actually played as good as anybody out there right now. I mean, Hemming, you give her her due every time out there, but Crystal Fernandez has played pretty solid basketball, and Sandy Creek apparently is back. They lead Centura 27-5. Hemming's jumper from 10, no good. Nobody boxes out. Haynes, her putback is no good, And this time, the Blue Jays have the rebound with Abby Ortmeier, seventh. Up the floor comes Stoiter. All the way into the right-hand corner. Lobs it down to the low block. Kick it back out. Playing catch with Strotman. Here's a three-pointer now on the way. Stoiter. Off the heel, no good. Rebound to Hemmen. Her fourth. Shelby's going to dribble it right down the middle of the floor. Brings it to the right side. Kicks it out of the wing. Gets it back underneath. She's double-teamed. Puts it over the double-team and scores. 10 points for Shelby Hemmen. 39-18. 1:45 to go before halftime here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, and Dannebrog at a World Wide Web, kkpr.com. Melanie Strotman goes left wing to Kenobi. She'll throw a three-pointer up from her hip. It's no good. They've missed three threes, make it four threes in a row. After starting 3 of 5, they're now 3 of 9. And out of bounds it goes to Amherst. Amherst has settled down, but obviously fell behind way too much. They were down 30-9 after one quarter, and it's now 39-18. An even second quarter. Fernandez with it on the right wing. Brings it into the corner. Uses her dribble. Tries to lob it into Hemmen. And it's going to be ripped away by Lindsay Boyum. Boyum's going to get the steal. The 13th turnover. And up the floor they'll come to Stoiter. Stoiter down low. Strotman. Turnaround jumper no good. Tipped into Hemmen's hands. Her fifth. Shelby waits for the traffic to clear. And up the floor she'll come. The All-Stater is double-teamed and gives it over to Katie Klingelhofer. Has some room, takes the 15-footer, and buries the jump shot. First bucket of the ball game for Klingelhofer, 39-20, with a minute, now under a minute to go. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report as Stoiter brings it into the front court. Lob it down to Boyum. Boyum still in there, kicks it out on the wing. Free throw line, here's the jumper by Strotman. Off the heel, no good. Hemmen grabs another rebound, gives it to Klingelhofer. Up ahead, they'll give it to Tobenheim, and she loses it, but Hemmen's right there to pick it up. Back to Klingelhofer in the paint, puts the jumper up, no good. Rebound Fernandez, back up and in. Crystal Fernandez with all 6 of her points here in the quarter. 20 seconds to go before the half, and the Amherst fans are sticking by their ladies. Even though it's 39-22, Blue Jay ball into Strotman in the paint. Kick it out for a three, Kenobi hit it. And every time West Point CC needs something, they get it. 4 seconds to go. Klingelhofer front court. Long three at the horn. No good. And we are at halftime. What an offensive exhibition it was here at the halftime. We have seen 64 total points. Unfortunately for Amherst, they don't have quite half of those. It is West Point Central Catholic 42 and Amherst 22 at halftime. We will be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report with all of the updates from around the tournament, stats, and more right after this on Classic Hits.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
CHS Agri Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and the surrounding area.
Dr. Michael Sadoff and Dr. Andrew Sadoff of Tri-Valley Veterinary Clinic in Miller believes all of our animals, large and small, deserve the best treatment. From vaccinations, bull semen testing, ultrasound, and reproductive work to calving and calving supplies, we can take care of it all. Best of luck, Amherst.
And welcome back to Lincoln Southwest High School for Classic Hits continuing coverage of the 2011 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. And your score here at the half is West Point Central Catholic 42 and Amherst 22. We'll run down some other scores from around the area for you in just a little bit, as most of the games have made it to halftime, but not all. And we'll give you some scores here from around the state tournament. First half stats and a lot more. Remind you that there is still one more round of games to go tonight at 8:45. Here's your trip around the state tournament. In Class A, Bellevue East defeated Papillion La Vista 53-48. Millard West over Lincoln Southeast 45-32. Bellevue West over Papillion La Vista South 75-58. At Omaha Central, no problem with Columbus 65-32. Tomorrow at the Devaney Center at 9 a.m., Bellevue East will play Millard West. And at 10:45, Bellevue West will take on Omaha Central. And for Bellevue West this year, Omaha Central, that's been quite the battle between those two. Bellevue West's only two losses have been to Omaha Central. In Class B, Seward defeated Omaha Scott for their 73rd consecutive victory, 61-42. And Beatrice defeated Scott's Bluff, 65-42. At halftime, Elkhorn and Norris are tied at 19. And at 8:45, Lexington will play Holdridge. So tomorrow night, the Devaney Center at 7, Seward and Beatrice will play. Seward beat Beatrice 45-17 in the district final last week, so they will have their hands full, obviously, in that basketball game. And for Beatrice this year, they have lost to Seward two times, and they're going to try and snap that 73-game winning streak tomorrow. And then the Elkhorn Norris winner plays the Holdridge Lex winner tomorrow at 8:45 at the Devaney Center. In Class C1, it was Wahoo over Norfolk Catholic 64-35. Minden defeated Gordon Rushville 49-38. Both of those games were close at halftime and ended up being blowouts. So Wahoo and Minden will play tomorrow right here on Classic Hits 98.9 at 2 o'clock. Both Jamie and Brooke Kissinger had 15 points to lead the way for the Whippets. So Wahoo, Minden, 2 o'clock tomorrow here on Classic Hits. Waiting for the halftime score over from Sandy Creek, but Sandy Creek is just taking it to Centura. It was 27-5 at last check, Sandy Creek. So they will take on the Hastings St. Cecilia-Ashland-Greenwood winner tomorrow at the Sports Center at 3:45. That Sandy Creek-Centura game currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5. St. Cecilia will be on 1230 KHAS, and you can catch both those games at kkpr.com. The C2 semifinals are set. It was Crofton fighting off 8th seed Lincoln Christian 54-48, Aquinas down Morrill 53-35. Hardington Cedar Catholic fought off Sutton 49-44. And it was Homer in overtime defeating Lutheran High Northeast 45-43. Lutheran High Northeast was ranked number one by most of the publications coming in to the state tournament. So tomorrow morning at Pershing Auditorium, Crofton and Aquinas at 9, Homer and Hardington Cedar Catholic at 10:45. In T1, Chambers Wheeler Central defeated Sutherland 40-24. Howells outlasted Exeter Milligan 42-39. So tomorrow night at Pershing at 7, Chambers Wheeler Central will take on Howells. And here at the half, 42-22, West Point Central Catholic is leading Amherst. The winner of this will play the Pender Newman Grove winner tomorrow night at Pershing at 8:45. Pender and Newman Grove are coming up next. And in D2, it was Lindsay Holy Family over Meade, 40-20. Why Not over Ansley, 51-28. At the half, it is Lawrence Nelson leading Brady, 13-12. The winner of that game will play at 3:45 tomorrow at Pershing against the Hay Springs Elkhorn Valley winner, which is coming up at 8:45. The Why Not Lindsay Holy Family game tomorrow at Pershing is at 2. So there is your state tournament recap. The State High School Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by Seth Johnson, your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. We'll be back with the first half numbers on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour. Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to state tournament coverage here on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's take a look at the first half stats of our ball game. It is Amherst, led by Shelby Hemmen with 10 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 block. Kiana Leach, 1 rebound. Kobe Klingelhofer, a rebound. Jessica Fernandez, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Mariah Tobenheim, 2 rebounds and a block. Katie Klingelhofer, 2 points and a block. Crystal Fernandez, 6 points, 3 rebounds, and she's playing very well off the bench for Kochak out. Kylie Haynes has a rebound, and Mackenzie Bergstrom hit a couple of free throws for her 2 points and 2 rebounds. Amherst, 4 rebounds in the first quarter. I had them for 15 in the second quarter. Free throw shooting, 1 of 3 in the first, 3 of 6 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in each quarter. Turnovers, 8 in the first and 5 in the second. Foul situation, Kylie Haynes the only player with 2. Amherst had 9 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second. At the half, the Broncos, 22 points, 19 rebounds. 4 out of 9 at the free throw line, 0 of 2 from 3-point land, 3 blocks and 13 turnovers for the 8th-ranked 19-5 Broncos. We'll come back and look at the numbers for West Point Central Catholic right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a look now at the first half numbers for the Blue Jays of West Point Central Catholic. Emily Kenobi's 5 points and a rebound. Melanie Strotman is at 3 threes, has 10 points. Haley Stoiter, 2 points. Abby Ortmeier, 3 points, 7 rebounds. Lindsey Boyum, 11 points, 3 rebounds. Beth Strotman, 11 points, 3 rebounds. Seth Blank from the Kearney Hub keeping track of kind of the shot chart. 16 shots have been made by West Point Central Catholic from the field. 4 of those are 3-pointers. 11 of them are layups. They've only made 1 jump shot in the basketball game. So it's a layup or a 3 right now for West Point CC, who had 11 rebounds in the first quarter, 3 in the second. Free throw shooting, 4 of 8 in the first quarter, 2 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first, 2 of 6 in the second, and 2 turnovers in each quarter. Abby Ortmeier, the only player with 2 fouls for the Blue Jays. 30 points in the first quarter, and we haven't done a game, boys or girls, that I remember this year with 30 points in a quarter. 12 in the second, and at the half, 42 points, 14 rebounds, 6 out of 10 at the free throw line, 4 of 10 from 3-point land, and 4 turnovers. It is second ranked and top seed, 22-3, West Point Central Catholic, leading Amherst at the half, 42-22. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll be back with second half action in a minute here at Lincoln.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe in the surrounding area.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here at Lincoln Southwest as we continue our coverage of the girls' state tournament at West Point. Central Catholic gets the ball but turns it over to start the third quarter of play. And Klingelhofer will give it over to Haynes. You've got the same starters out there right now for the Amherst Broncos. Ball fake by Tobenheim, who's been slowed, hasn't got a chance to get many outside shots. And a foul going to be called as they tried to go for a steal outside the arc. Abby Ortmeier with her third personal foul. And, of course, the first foul of the half here in the first 30 seconds of our ball game. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors who allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the year. Amherst has had a pretty good season in a variety of sports. Of course, state champion wrestlers got a chance to be part of that celebration in Grand Island last night. Now their girls basketball second ever trip to state. It was a rough first quarter, but they've settled down since then. And we mentioned you got to survive the first. They just didn't do it. And now Hetman is going to be waved for a travel after she made a bucket. It'll be the 14th turnover on Amherst. So they didn't let her get away with the one step around the defender. Pressure in the backcourt now by Amherst, but dribbling all the way through it is Stoiter. Into the front court, she'll give it off to Ortmeier. Ortmeier to the high post to Boyum. Boyum tries to get it down to Stroutman. It's going to be knocked off her leg by Hemmen. And the West Point CC fans aren't going to like that, but we're going to get a conversation between the officials. We may see it get overturned here. And let's see what the officials tell us. Nope, they're going to keep it with Amherst. So West Point CC, their sixth turnover of the ball game. 42-22 into the front court. Tobenheim going to take the 16-foot runner. No good. Long rebound out to Stoiter, her first of the game. She'll wait for the traffic to go by and now bring it into the front court. Right side, give it off to Kenobi. Emmeline guarded out there by Klingelhofer. Down Loy Stoitman. Back out for a three. Kenobi in. Man, she's just shooting those from the hip like about a fifth or a sixth grader and just hitting three of them already in this game. And it's 45-22 at the other end. Fernandez pass tipped and knocked out of bounds off the Broncos. Good defense by Abby Ortmeier. 15th turnover for Amherst. One of the few turnovers that hasn't led directly to points. Up the floor, here we go. And again, West Point hitting that three. It just keeps the old stat up. It's either a layup or a three. Down to Stroutman, too low on the low block. Got underneath the hoop, throws it out. Driving in and running into traffic. Abby Ortmeier will be fouled. So Ortmeier is going to go to the line to shoot two. And the foul is on Shelby Hemmen. That's her second and the first of the half. Ortmeier's one of two at the line. Has one bucket of the ball game. Abby averages about 8.5 points a game. It's pretty balanced between the starters. Four of them average 8.5 or more. And that's for a team that, as many points as they've got tonight, they only average 58 a game, which is a good average, but compared to what they have tonight. Free throw up and in. Ortmeier now has 4 points. Second free throw on the way and in. So the first 5 points of the second half belong to West Point Central Catholic. And they lead it 47-22 over Amherst here in the D1 State Girls Tournament on KKPR. Left elbow, Hemmen drives in. The ball just went right out of her hands. Last touch by Holy Family. So Amherst is going to get another chance underneath the hoop. We'll keep you updated on some of the other scoring that's going on out there. Right now, though, the Broncos have it. Out on the right wing, good fake that time, and the drive by Jessica Fernandez. Shot comes up short. Ball rebounded by Strotman, but it's taken out of her hands, and the shot is up and in. And it's going to be Mariah Tobenheim with her first bucket of the ball game. 47-24 Blue Jays. Left elbow with it. Boyum down to Strotman. Spins on Hammond, who blocked the shot, but they're going to call her for a hand on the hip, I believe. That won't be on the arm. That'll be for getting the hand on the hip. And Hemmen now with her third personal foul. And at the line will be Beth Strotman to shoot two. She is 3 of 4 at the line. Has 11 points so far in the basketball game. And the first free throw is no good. Back in. Here comes Crystal Fernandez for Amherst, who had a great second quarter. And coming back in, Melanie Strotman for West Point CC and Brady Reed. 5:54 to go, third quarter. Second free throw is up and no good. Ball goes out of bounds off of the Wild or the Blue Jays. 47-24. West Point Central Catholic. And a timeout going to be taken here, it looks like, by Amherst. So the Broncos are going to take a full-length timeout. 5:53 to go in the third quarter of play here in the D1 Girls State Tournament. It is West Point Central Catholic 47, Amherst 24 on Classic Hits.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and the surrounding area.
Dr. Michael Sadoff and Dr. Andrew Sadoff from Tri-Valley Veterinary Clinic in Miller believes all of our animals, large and small, deserve the best treatment. From vaccinations, bull semen testing, ultrasound, and reproductive work to calving and calving supplies, we can take care of it all. Best of luck, Amherst.
Doug Gouda back with you here at Lincoln Southwest in the Girls State Basketball Tournament. Out of the Amherst timeout, it's their ball trailing 47-24. Broncos will swing it over in the right wing to Tobenheim. Try to spread the floor, but the pass knocked away by Kenobi. The steal is made. It's a two-on-two at the other end, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Kenobi. So West Point Central Catholic took really good care of the ball in the first half. They've got four turnovers now here in the first 2.5 minutes of the third quarter. Amherst has three, so we played 2.5 minutes, seven turnovers, and 7 points. Amherst basketball. Klingelhofer needs some help. Spins and gets it to Fernandez. Blue Jays look like they're going to try and pick up some defensive pressure here, get their offensive juices going again here. Haynes is going to put up a 15-footer. It's flat, no good. Rebound brought down by Klingelhofer, though, and Katie's first board results in a foul on the putback. And for West Point Central Catholic, the foul is on Brady Reef, her second. And at the line, Katie Klingelhofer for the first time. Got a couple of points in the ball game. And we'll try and put a few more on the board here for Amherst, a team that averaged 53 points a game this year but gave up 40, and the free throw rattles around but does go in. Back in Shelby Hammond and Kiana Leach after a short break. And coming out is Mariah Tobenheim, and they're taking Fernandez down to see the trainer. Don't know what happened to Crystal, but Scott Kratzer making the trip here of New West. Always follows these kids, and the rebound off the miss by Melody Strotman. Out ahead to Kenobi. Kenobi in the right-hand corner. Gives it out on the wing to Lindsay Boyum. Playing around the perimeter, and Amherst has stayed in that man-to-man the whole game. Backdoor cut. This is what happens. Strotman layup. It's in. And that's what's happened. It's, again, if you're just joining us, it's either a backdoor cut or backdoor pick for a layup or a three-pointer. Klingelhofer coast-to-coast. Her runner in the paint from 9 is no good. Off the front of the rim, Melanie Strotman, her second straight rebound, and up the floor she comes. Stops way out of the right wing. Needs some help, kicks it back out to Boyum. Down low, Strotman fakes it, goes around Hammond, missed the shot, and off of her out of bounds. Hammond trying to be a little careful with three fouls and still a quarter and a half to play. And here comes Mackenzie Bergstrom in for Amherst. Bergstrom, Klingelhofer, along with Hemmen, Leach, and Tobenheim. For West Point CC, you've got Reef in there, along with Strotman, Stoiter, both Strotmans, and Ortmeier. Klingelhofer top of the key, over to Haynes. Lobs it into Hemmen, double-teamed up top. Klingelhofer comes into the paint, one-hand runner too strong. Ball tipped wide to Melody Strotman, who didn't have a rebound, now has three in a row. Outlet pass for a layup at the other end, which is missed. And the rebound is brought down by Shelby Hammond off the uncontested layup. A rare miss for the Blue Jays. Into the corner, they try to force it into Bergstrom, and nice steal by Beth Strotman. Got her hand in there and knocked it away. Up ahead come the Blue Jays. Out on the wing, three-pointer Brady Reef. It's in. Some very good shooting Blue Jays tonight. They're red hot. It is 52-25. West Point CC, a start to the third quarter like they had in the first. Bergstrom into the paint. Shot up off the glass and in. McKenzie with 4 points. And I think West Point's actually starting to get a little tired. They're standing in that zone and standing and standing. They aren't moving very much the last couple trips down the floor. Blue Jay basketball up top, open three. Abby Ortmeyer, it's off the iron. They miss one, and the rebound brought down by him, and I have her for 8 in the game. Outlet back up the floor to Shelby. Shelby into the paint, wants to take it all the way in, puts it up, no good. And a blocking foul going to be called. They're going to say, though, before the shot on Brady Reef, her third. And back into the ball game is going to be Annie Niewarner for West Point CC. Toppenheim for Amherst. Also, Crystal Fernandez now checks back in. And Kenobi will come in for Coach Strachey. You're listening to the Girls State Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, and Minden, and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Inbounds pass underneath the hoop. They get it into Fernandez in the paint. Didn't know what to do with it, and then threw it outlet, and they call a travel on the Blue Jays, so Amherst keeps the ball. Could have been a disastrous turn there for Amherst, at least on that play, but right now with the score what it is, it's just trying to enjoy the experience. As up top it goes to Leach. Swings it over, quick three, Toppenheim. Hits the front of the iron, no good. Ball tipped into the hands of Kenobi, and up the floor come the West Point Central Catholic Blue Jays. Good press break, but they missed the layup again. Offensive rebound, Ortmeyer, and she'll be fouled. That might be on Fernandez. Let's see. Official looking back and calls it on Leach. Okay, Kiana Leach with her second. And the third foul of the half. Team fouls are even. And at the line will be Abby Ortmeyer. She's 3 of 4, has 5 points, shoots 2. The first one by the lefty is in. 53-27, West Point Central Catholic, 2:50 to go in the third quarter of play. We'll give you some other scores. Brady now has taken the lead over Lawrence Nelson in the D2 1-8 game. Brady 25-22. Free throw up and in by Ortmeyer. And checking in, Jordan Hagedorn. Again, Sandy Creek was crushing Centura at halftime, and Elkhorn and Norris were tied. Elkhorn now has taken the lead in the third quarter. We'll update that in just a second as the ball is deflected away. And another turnover by Amherst, fifth in the quarter and 18th in the game. A little pressure in the backcourt being applied by Mariah Toppenheim, so they go the other way and get it to Stoiter. Stoiter into the front court. Top of the circle to Boyum. Swings it right side. Back up top, Stoiter. Left-hand dribble. Now back up to the top of the circle to Niewarner. Lobs it inside. Boyum layup up and in. 13 points for Lindsey Boyum. 56-27. 14 points in the quarter. 4 West Point CC, just 5 for Amherst. 2:10 to go. Lob it backdoor. Bergstrom's wide open, but missed the bunny. And the rebound brought down by Boyum. I don't think Bergstrom could believe how wide open she ended up being. Blue Jay basketball trying to force it in. They get it to Niewarner, and Annie will lay it over the rim and in. Annie Niewarner with her first bucket. And everybody feeling good in Blue Jay land about this win, this easy win. And we still got over a quarter to go as the drive and the shot is up and short by Jessica Fernandez. The ball is saved in the hands of Lindsey Boyum, and she's fouled in the backcourt. I think both teams are starting to get a little tired here. We had a pretty good pace all night long. And you're starting to get some of those what you call lazy fouls, not moving your feet. The foul this time is on Crystal Fernandez, her second. Multiple substitutions here. On the floor for Amherst, you have got the original five back out there, it looks like. No, Crystal Fernandez is still in there, along with Hemmen, Jessica Fernandez, Klingelhofer, and Toppenheim. Full court pressure now being put on by Amherst with nothing to lose. It'll be Hagedorn bringing it up the floor. Gets it into the hands of Kenobi. Back to the top of the circle. Erica Pribb now has checked in. Lobs it underneath the knee warner, and everybody continues to score. Another layup. Niewarner, 60-27 now as the route is on. Amherst started to make a run in the second quarter. I mean, they were down 21 as it stripped away from Hemmen, but
at least they were playing better ball. That's not the case here in the third quarter, as even the second-teamers for the Blue Jays are getting it done. Another three from the hip, this time missed by Kenobi. Rebound brought down by Fernandez. Crystal with the outlet pass gets it to Tavenheim. Pulls up on the left-hand corner. The runner off the iron, no good. Ball being tapped around, still loose. Ends up in the hands of Jessica Fernandez. She's fighting in the lane, gives it off to Tavenheim. They let him play there a little bit, and then over the back going to be called on the Blue Jays, and Erica Pribno with her first personal foul. Team fouls are even at four apiece at the end of the third quarter. Elkhorn 32 and Norris 25 in Class B action. End of the third quarter of play. Brady was leading Lawrence Nelson, Sandy Creek, no problem with Centura. And on the inbounds pass, Amherst will turn it over up the floor on the fast break, two on one. The layup is missed by Strotman. The rebound is put back up, no good by Pribnow, and then out of bounds it goes to Amherst. 38 seconds to go here in the third quarter. West Point Central Catholic leading Amherst 60-27. The Blue Jays scored 30 points in the first quarter. Up the floor, Klingelhofer for the Broncos. Gets by one. Jump pass over to Tavenheim. 17-footer all the way around and off. No good. Knee Warner with the rebound. Long outlet pass is stolen away as Tavenheim got back on defense. Gets it to Fernandez with 20 seconds. Back to Tavenheim. Right wing three doesn't hit anything. And the ball is going to be saved by the Blue Jays. Nice play there by Reef to throw it off of an Amherst player. Amherst has only got 4 3-pointers up in the game, according to my book. Haven't made any of them, while West Point Central Catholic is 6 of 14. And up the floor they come with a chance for the last shot. Melanie Strotman gives it to Hagedorn. Underneath, the turnaround jumper is up and in by Niewarner, who has 6 points in this quarter. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and Amherst from half court won't get it off in time. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. West Point Central Catholic 62, Amherst 27. We're back with more state tournament action in a minute.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to the State Girls Basketball Tournament. West Point Central Catholic outscoring Amherst 20-5 in the third quarter, and they're up 62-27 as we start the fourth quarter. Amherst ball into Hammond, quadruple teamed, kicks it out to Klingelhofer. That's all they really seem to be worried about. Try and pester the guards with their zone, and a foul as they go for the steal on Lindsey Boyum. If you're following along on some of the chat boards out there, just saw somebody post that they thought West Point CC could win C1 or C2. I'll take that bet. There's some really great teams down here at State this year. Inbounds pass comes to Hemmen. They're a great team, and they've beaten some of those teams, but to win it all, I don't know. I don't think they can hang with Sandy Creek. And the foul is called to send Hemmen to the line. Shelby looking for her first points of the second half. It's the fourth foul on Abby Ortmeier, but it really doesn't matter. Coach Strachey's going to be able to rest his starters real soon here as the free throw is up and in by Hemmen. And out come the starters to a standing ovation. They played just long enough to get the ovation, and the second team is in for the Blue Jays, 62-28. Brady leading Lawrence Nelson 28-22 with 5:20 to go in that game. Free throw, Hemmen, no good. Nobody boxed her out. Got her own rebound. Up and in, and she's fouled. Could be a four-point play here for Hemmen. And the foul is going to be called on Erica Pribnow. her second. So Pribnow's in there. Melanie Strotman, Annie Kneewarner, Jordan Hagedorn, and the free throw. Ooh, Reef is in there. Hammond, I think maybe he's getting a little tired. She didn't draw any iron on that one, so it's going to go over to the Blue Jays. West Point CC, 13 apiece for Boyum and Beth Strotman, 10 for Melanie Strotman for Amherst, 13 now for Shelby Hammond. At the other end, Kneewarner's turnaround jumper no good. Hammond got the rebound, and that is going to be her ninth, and Shelby will bring the ball up the floor. On the right side of the key, swings it into the corner. Shot by Haynes, in and out, no good. Rebound loose, picked back up. Tobenheim missed the short jumper and out of bounds off of Amherst. I will say this. There have been a couple of normal fan reactions, but it seems like the fans, and I know it's been a blowout, but it seems like the fans have been more behind their team than most of the games we've been around today. Amherst fans have been behind them even though they've been down 30, now 32 points. Three-pointer, West Point CC, Hagedorn, no good. Rebound comes out to Katie Klingelhofer, her second board. Klingelhofer pushes the ball up the floor. Crossover dribble into the left-hand corner. Now needs help, throws it into the paint. Here's a fadeaway jumper that is going to bounce off the iron three times before it goes out of bounds off the hands of Jessica Fernandez. When it's not your night, it's not your night. Elkhorn 36, Norris 27, 4:36 to go in the fourth quarter. Brady now up 9 over Lawrence Nelson. That would be a huge upset. Brady used to be one of those schools that couldn't win a game in anything, and now they're getting to state in football and both basketballs. As the Broncos steal the ball away, Kylie Haynes steps in and takes it, brings it up the floor. Tries to find Hammond. Hammond is being wrestled around. She'll force the shot up and in and draw the foul, so it all works out for the Broncos. And Shelby definitely a little bit more overpowering than the second teamers here for the Blue Jays. And into the ball game, Emily Petz for West Point CC. Reef will check out. The Blue Jays will play the Pender Newman Grove winner tomorrow night at 8:45 at Pershing Auditorium. And if it's Pender, that's a district final rematch. They beat Howells in the sub-district final. Howells has advanced to the semifinals today. Hammond completes the three-point play with the free throw. She's got 16 points now. 62-33. Now it's stolen away by Klingelhofer. She's fouled as she goes to the hoop by Melanie Strotman, her second. And Klingelhofer will go to the line. Try and make the score look a little bit more to the liking here of Amherst. And a timeout going to be called by Coach Strocky to talk to his youngsters here. So with 6:18 to go in the basketball game, it's West Point Central Catholic 62, Amherst 33. Stay with us on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And as we come back from the timeout, two free throws for Katie Klingelhofer. The first one is good. She's got 4 points. Score update from C1. It is Sandy Creek 56 and Centura 28 at the end of the third quarter. Second free throw, Klingelhofer up and in, so she's 3 of 4 at the line. 62-35, West Point Central Catholic with 6:15 to go in the game. Here on Classic Hits and KKPR.com, Amherst still battling. The ball knocked away, but a good run down by Jordan Hagedorn. Gets it to Strotman, over to Petz. To the top of the key, the free throw line jumper skips out, no good, but an offensive rebound put up Strotman, no good. Second time is good. Melanie Strotman now with a dozen points in the basketball game and the first points of the fourth quarter for the Blue Jays. 64-35. Tobenheim at the other end. Fast break layup up and in. 4 points now for Mariah. So we're back to a high-paced basketball game. Turnaround jumper low block for the Blue Jays is no good by Knee Warner. And it's the 10th rebound of the game for Shelby Hemmen. The Klingelhofer into the front court. 17-footer in the corner is up and in by Tobenheim. Back-to-back buckets. So Amherst having some success and a lot of success here against the West Point Central Catholic second team. Melanie Strotman into the front court. Gives it off to Hagedorn. Hagedorn down on the low block. Knee Warner left hand puts it up. No good. Rebound brought down by Jessica Fernandez. And Fernandez will push it up on the left wing. Long outlet pass to Tobenheim. To the trailer, Klingelhofer. High post, Hemmen. Shelby on the floor takes it right to the hoop. Lays it off the glass but missed that one. And then it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Pribnow. Into the ball game is going to be Marissa Franzlubers for the Blue Jays. And back in, Crystal Fernandez and Kiana Leach for Amherst. Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. And the lob into Hemmen. Hemmen outside the paint, tries to get it right back underneath. And the shot of Haynes is blocked out of there by, who blocked that? It's going to be a Strotman. Melanie got the block. And then at the other end, it's stolen away. So the steal made by Amherst. And up the floor, here comes Leach. Into the front court, they'll get it to Tobenheim. Back to Leach. Free throw line jumper, no good. All blue jerseys that time for the rebound. And Franzlubers has it. And she'll find Strotman. 4.5 to go, 64-39. West Point CC down on the low block. They'll kick it back out of the wing, playing a little catch, trying to take it at Hemmen. Now a three-pointer by Pats is off the front of the iron, no good. The rebound brought down by Knee Warner. And underneath, Tobenheim. Now a shot blocked. It's going to be blocked down there by Hemmen. Thought Tobenheim had poked it away, but instead the shot was put up, and Reef will come back into the ball game. 4:10 to go. 64-39. West Point Central Catholic scored 30 points in the first quarter. They were up 30-9. And it's been a cruise job. They went out and put up 20 more in the third. Hemmen steps in front of the entry pass, knocked it away. We've got a jump ball. And the arrow stays with the Blue Jays. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show, we'll have all the final stats. Hopefully a chance to chat with Coach Nicky Eckhout as Colby Klingelhofer comes back in now for Amherst. Just the second ever trip to state for Amherst. They'll still be looking for their first state victory. And they'll have to try again next year. Of course, Hemmen, their big player, their best player, will be back, just a junior. As Hagedorn gives it to Reef up top, they'll go Franzlubers. Swings it right side. Hagedorn down low, tried to force it into Knee Warner. Again, knocked away by Hemmen. Seniors on this team for Amherst, Mariah Tobenheim, Kylie Haynes. So they got a lot of kids coming back, and they hope to do it again next year. It's been a good year. Conference champions, district champions, state qualifier, obviously. Knee Warner kicks it out on the wing to Petz. Back inside, little hook shot up, no good by Knee Warner. Rebound brought down by Hemmen. She'll give it off to Leach. Kiana brings it into the front court. Crossover dribble, nice one, into the paint. Takes the runner, but no good, and again, it's all blue. Knee Warner gets the rebound. Gets it over to Hagedorn, and trying to get the steal is Tobenheim. She's still working, and she got the steal. One-on-one, and we're going to have a foul called on Hagedorn, trying to keep her out of there. So Mariah Tobenheim, one of the two seniors, going to take advantage of everything she can in this state tournament. It is the 10th team foul on the Blue Jays, so a double bonus here for Mariah Tobenheim. All six of her points are in the second half, and her first free throw of the state tournament is good. So 7 points for Tobenheim, 64-40, West Point Central Catholic. A power forever in C2. Second free throw off the mark, and the rebound brought down by Franzlubers, her second. In Class B, Elkhorn is up on Norris by 11. 2 minutes to go in that ball game. All the finals coming your way on the Misco Sports postgame show. We've got 3:10 to go here. And as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors from Amherst and throughout the area for allowing us to bring you high school sports throughout the year in the state tournament. As Petz has it, top of the key. Running that offense, lob it down low to Franzlubers. Back out on the wing. The three-pointer is going to be too strong that time from Hagedorn. And it goes out of bounds to Amherst. And into the ball game, Erica Pribnow. for West Point CC, and Haynes back in for Amherst and Klingelhoffer. Haynes, Klingelhoffer, Tobenheim, Colby Klingelhoffer, and also Fernandez Crystal. So Hemond is on the bench with 2:53 to go in our ball game. 64-40 Blue Jays. Amherst into the front court, looking for more. Tobenheim to Klingelhoffer, over to Colby. Colby's open, casts that three-pointer up, but it hits the front of the iron, no good, and it goes out of bounds off the Blue Jays. Amherst still looking for their first three-point bucket. They're 0-5. West Point CC has missed five in a row, and they're still 6-17. That's better than 33%. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Tobenheim, no good, and they let it go out of bounds. Tomorrow here on Classic Hits, 2 o'clock, the C1 semifinal, Minden Wahoo from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. So join us for that, and don't forget all six finals, girls and boys, this Saturday and next Saturday on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550, and on the web, kkpr.com or espnsuperstation.com. St. Cecilia is still to play tonight as well in the 8:45 game against Ashland Greenwood. And you can hear that on the web addresses I just gave you. Down low, here's a turnaround spin move off Knee Warner. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Fought off that screen and scored. Nice play there by the Blue Jays. Katie Klingelhoffer up the floor, goes to the wing. Here's the jumper up by Tobenheim. Not her night. It won't go. Rebound, Knee Warner. She's had a pretty good stat line in this game. Outlet pass. They've got Hagedorn at the other end, and she'll hit the layup. Jordan gets into the scorebook here at the state tournament with her first bucket, 68-40. West Point CC rolling. Here's Haynes. The jumper hits the front of the iron. No good. Fight for the loose ball. And instead of calling a jump ball, we're going to get a foul. And the foul is going to be on Amherst. Goes on Crystal Fernandez, who's third. And getting the rebound, I believe, was Franz Lievers. Everybody's lining up for a free throw. But it's only the fifth team foul. And so they'll take it out. The officials were looking at the wrong side. Nonetheless, great year for Amherst. And they took on the team that's probably the favorite here in the D1 field. I'll tell you what, that D1 semifinals tomorrow, you got four incredibly good basketball teams. Lob it inside. Here's another short jumper up and in by Knee Warner. And this time she'll be fouled. And to the 70-point mark go the Blue Jays with a minute 33 to go. Foul on Mackenzie Bergstrom, her first. And now Samantha Dunnerman and Ariana Hadwiger check in. So she's in there. Bergstrom stays in. Colby Klingelhoffer's in there. And then Crystal Fernandez stays in. Minute 33 to go, and the free throw is up and in. Knee Warner with 11 points here in the second half. 71-40. In favor of West Point Central Catholic. They've went on a little run here, and Amherst helps them out, throws it away. It's actually their first turnover of the fourth quarter. Misco Sports postgame show is coming up as we've got all the final scores and final stats for you here at the state tournament. Stay with us on Classic Hits and KKPR.com. Emily Petz drives. She dishes it off, and the shot by Knee Warner again draws a foul. Two more free throws coming up. Sam Dunnerman with her first. Kind of looking at Amherst here, seeing who might have been able to still score out there. I think everybody on the floor would like to find some points here at the state tournament to remember it by, as the free throw's no good. Six of the Amherst Broncos have scored. Hemond, both Fernandezes, Tobenheim, Klingelhoffer, and Bergstrom. Second free throw now for Knee Warner is good. So Knee Warner hits 1-2, and it is 72-40. West Point Central Catholic, I think, what is that, 8 in a row? As Amherst gets it into the front court to Hadwiger. One dribble, trapped in the corner, tries to get through there. It's going to be taken away by Hagedorn, but she stepped out of bounds. So it stays with Amherst. 1:02 to go. And Hadwiger will throw it in. She gets it down the low block. Bergstrom back out to Hadwiger. Ariana's got a shot, but it's going to be blocked out there by Franz Lubers. And up the floor comes Hagedorn. Hagedorn takes it, dishes it off. Short jumper up and in by Emily Petz, who gets it to the scorebook. 45 seconds to go. 74-40. West Point CC scored 30 points in the first quarter. And Colby Klingelhofer has it. Needs to get rid of it. Ball bat away. Bergstrom has it. Still loose. Hot potato time. We're going to get a jump. Arrow points the way of Amherst. 29 seconds to go. So Minden and Sandy Creek, the area teams that are still alive. Lawrence Nelson getting upset. That's not over quite yet, but it doesn't look good. And on the inbounds, Amherst ends up having it go all the way in the backcourt. And they'll run it down. Up ahead to Crystal Fernandez. Knocked away. Fight for it all the way in the backcourt. 20 seconds. Up ahead, they have got Hadwiger open. She's going to take the 15-footer. It's no good. Franz Lubbers with her fourth rebound. 10 seconds to go in the season for Amherst. West Point CC, Hagedorn inside Fernandez, bats it away, steal is made, and for the Amherst Broncos, the season comes to an end here at the state tournament with a final score of West Point Central Catholic 74 and Amherst 40. The Blue Jays will have a record of 23-3. Amherst will end at 19-6 on the season. A great round of applause here by the Amherst fans who came in droves to support their ball club. We'll be back on the Nabisco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to Lincoln Southwest. Doug Duda with you here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play as you get ready for the spring sports season, whether it's soccer, track, baseball, softball. They can get the shoes, the uniforms, or the gear you need. Open 7 days a week. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Final score, West Point Central Catholic 74 and Amherst 40. We'll take a look at the numbers here in just a moment, but Brady has upset Lawrence Nelson in D2 by a score of 40-34, so an 8 does knock off a 1 today in D2. Elkhorn and Norris, quite the battle. It appears that Norris has come from 9 down and has tied this game, and it could be headed to overtime. And not a final yet on Sandy Creek, but they have no problem taking care of Centura. They were up 28 going into the fourth quarter of play. We'll give you all the numbers right after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And back here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, let's take a look now at the final numbers of our girls' contest. as the Amherst Broncos season comes to an end. First off, we'll take a look at the numbers for the Broncos here this evening. Shelby Hammond, as she has all season long, once again led Amherst with 16 points, 11 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Kiana Leach had 1 rebound. Colby Klingelhofer had 1 rebound. Jessica Fernandez, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Mariah Tobenheim, 7 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Katie Klingelhofer, 5 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Crystal Fernandez, 6 points. They all came in the second quarter. She had 4 rebounds. Kylie Haynes had 1 rebound, and Mackenzie Bergstrom ended up with 4 points and 2 rebounds. I had Amherst for 19 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 9 in the first half, 6 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first half, and 0 of 4 in the second half of play. Free throws, we told you, 3 points, we told you, turnovers, 13 in the first half and 8 in the second half. Amherst had 22 points at halftime, 18 in the second half, and the Broncos finished with 40 points, 30 rebounds, 10 out of 19 at the free throw line, 0 of 6 from 3-point land, 4 block shots, and 21 turnovers as Amherst completes the season. This is their second ever trip to state with a record of 19-6. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for West Point Central Catholic in a minute on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
And back on the Misco Sports postgame show, let's take a look now at the final numbers for West Point Central Catholic. Jordan Hagedorn had 2 points. Brady Reef, 3 points and a rebound. Emily Kadobi, 8 points, 2 rebounds. Melody Strotman had 12 points, 5 rebounds and a block. Haley Stoiner had 2 points and a rebound. Emily Petz had 2 points in the basketball game. Marissa Franzlubers, 4 rebounds and a block. Erica Pripno had a rebound. Annie Niewarner had 12 points, 4 rebounds. Abby Ortmeier, 7 points and a team-high, 8 rebounds. Lindsay Boyum, 13 points, tied for the team high, 5 rebounds. And Beth Strotman, 13 points, tied for the team high, and 4 rebounds. 14 rebounds in the first half, 21 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 10 in the first half, 6 of 9 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 10 in the first half, 2 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers, 4 in the first half, 10 in the second half. West Point Central Catholic scored 30 points in the first quarter of play. They had 42 in the first half, 32 in the second half, and West Point Central Catholic finishes with 74 points, 35 rebounds, 12 out of 19 at the free throw line, 6 of 17 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, and 14 turnovers. The Blue Jays improved to 23-3 and advance on to the 8:45 semifinal tomorrow night against the winner of our next game between Pender and Newman Grove with a 74-40 win over Amherst. And we'll wrap it up right after this.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and the surrounding area.
Well, it does not appear that we're going to get a chance to talk to Coach Nikki Eckout. We have to make room for the next radio folks for Pender and Newman Grove, and she has not popped out of the locker room as of yet. But again, the quick summary, West Point Central Catholic scored 30 points in the first quarter. They made 16 buckets in the first half. Four of them were three-pointers, and 11 of the 16 were layups, whether they were breakaway layups or just lobs down to the low post to Boyum and Strotman. So that's how it went, and the season is over for Amherst at 19-6. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. We'll be back with you tomorrow as Minden takes on Wahoo in the C1 semifinal at the Bob Devaney Sports Center with tip-off scheduled for 2 o'clock. Again, final scores, it was Sandy Creek taking care of Centura, 73-45. Elkhorn and Norris, it appears, have headed to overtime in Class B, and Brady upset Lawrence Nelson by a score of 40-34. And again,